compounds, and he is, has almost an open door. It's just amazing grace. He has an influence that almost no other missionary really has, just to come in and speak to these men and to pass these things out. And so he goes in. Well, in this area, not only will he have the privilege of going to the various military posts, but also he now will have the opportunity of going into the various police posts that are in the Santo Domingo, and will give out at least 10,000 of these, probably more if we could get him more before he leaves, but this is all that was printed up, and I picked them up yesterday, and we'll carry them down there. But let's be in prayer. You can be a part. Now, you are a part financially. And now, enter into it more personally in prayer. Just to give you an idea, in his last trip to Central South America, approximately 500 people led to the Lord in one day. And you got a part of that. So what Ian and I and John, because John is very much involved with Ian and Carol McGrath, John and Sue, and what we want to do is get the, we've got to brought one up here instead of just referring to it, but you know the long spirituality is taken as a pattern from our salvation, and at least be able to give them both of those things. So Ian is an evangelistic missionary, therefore his outreach is to the unbeliever primarily. That's his target. Now he has a great burden, as so does John, as a matter of fact, as he's talked to him a lot. We walk away, and this has always been a problem. We walk away. And what do? Now, one of the things is the charismatic group are very good at coming right behind and getting them emoting. And so what at least will be effective, if we can get the pamphlet out in Spanish that says, okay, now your salvation is a pattern of your spiritual life. He will at least lead them, those that are led of the Spirit, to move into it, at least with the beginning steps on how to live the Christian life. And so these two things become very important, getting this out, getting him down there, and then getting something into their hands. Now that you are saved, this is how you're going to live, just as a pattern off of your salvation. So if anybody comes in behind him and says, now, this is what you have to do to live the Christian life, this is what they'll at least have enough to be able to say no. That's not how I was saved. I was saved by grace through faith. That's how I live. I've learned that much. And I understand that much in the Holy Spirit. So, people, this is, as far as I'm concerned, an assembly our size, that God is using us in this type of way, and what's going to happen next Sunday, what's already happened in his ministry in the last few months, is just